This is StoryCorps Oklahoma. I'm Ryan LaCroix. Rochelle Sims and Heather Momi are sisters, but their relationship hasn't always been great. Heather was adopted out of foster care when she was 10, and things were sometimes complicated, even resulting in a long period of estrangement. The sisters came to the StoryCorps mobile booth to talk about their relationship and how Heather inspired Rochelle to become a foster parent.
So let's go back. It's been almost 30 years since we met. So I was 8, and you were 10 when you were adopted. So what was it like for you before then, like when you were 10 and before that when you first came into custody? Can you kind of talk to me about that?
A lot of uncertainty as a child because you don't know where you're going from place to place. You know, you're being moved around. You're being separated from your birth siblings. So it's a lot, I would say, insecurities.
How is it for you whenever you came in, and as a middle child, really, there were two older brothers and the younger sister, and you were the oldest.
Right.
With your siblings, and coming into a family who were already a family unit.
Right.
And then you come in, like...
When you come in as the outsider, you're not sure where your place is. But it was also a good thing for me to come into a family with other children because I was always a caretaker. So, and that was a thing I had to learn not to be. And it was okay to have somebody else take care of me.
I know there were different times, like I may have said to you, like, I hate you. I wish you weren't my sister,
Yeah. You
know, but I said those same things to my brothers, right? But to me, it was the same. But
right.
For you,
it's, I'm not wanted.
Right.
Because you look at those things and you carry things to heart that you wouldn't. And a child that's biologically born into that home, or a child that comes in as an infant, you know, but a child that has insecurities and builds up a wall, you do look at those things different. Or, well, this is the adopted child. That's something a child doesn't ever want to hear. So it's a, you know, it's, I'm accepted, I'm loved. It's just, we're kids, you know.
Mm-hmm. My parents, you know, I wouldn't be the person that I am today. Like, I'm a better person because you are my sister. And every time people post on our Facebook page, the Foster Care Association, like, people are like, I'm worried about the impact on my bio child. And I sit here and I, like, scream from the rooftops, like, I was that bio child. I was that biological
right.
child. And look at me today. Like, I love who I am today because of this.
Right.
I just feel like the world needs to see the positive things that adoption and fostering can do.
Right.
I mean, what do you think?
I agree. Every investment is worth investing in those kids. And there are positives that come up. You can't be 100% on everything you do. I mean, as far as all the success stories, I mean, but you can't feel like a failure because of it either, because something didn't go right. But there's so much good that come out of investing in those children. It can be hard, but it's a blessing. I've seen it from both standpoints, and each person that invests in those children are making a difference. And your life's for the better can be hard, but definitely worth it.
Well, I just want to say I'm glad that you're my sister forever, even in the bad days. And that I'm thankful that you impacted my life. And I truly wouldn't, as I said earlier, wouldn't be the person I am today or affected all the lives that I know that I've affected because of foster care. So I'm forever grateful.
To see pictures and hear more stories from the StoryCorps mobile booth stop in Oklahoma City, go to kosu.org. And you can subscribe to the StoryCorps Oklahoma podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.